Welcome to episode 63 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.
Martin, hi. It's the Digital Watchman from Bell Valley in Erie, Pennsylvania. I just want to say I love your podcast, love your website, and I've really been encouraged and helped by the other members in the photo gallery critiquing my photos that I've sent in. So I want to say you're doing an excellent job. Keep it up, and thanks for all your hard work.
Thanks very much to the Digital Watchman for that excellent greeting. I'm really pleased that you're finding the site and the guys that are hanging out there are really helpful. And thanks for the brace for me too. That's very much appreciated. Remember that you can now record questions or greetings like this one we just heard from the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com now. Just look for the that little applet on the right there where you can just go off over to a website that I've hooked up with to record your messages. And like I said, the questions also are very welcome. I do have one now in the queue and I'm waiting for just a few more before I wrap them together and answer those in a single podcast, hopefully within the next few weeks. So please do, if you have any questions, just record it and I'll get to that as soon as we have enough to make a full episode. So moving on to today's episode, and nothing really gives me more pleasure, apart from the actual shooting of photographs, than to print out and hold a good quality print. With computers and digital cameras getting cheaper by the year and software to support our digital workflows getting better and easier to use, many people, including myself, are not actually holding a physical print in our hands quite so much as we, at least definitely not as much as we used to, and maybe not as much as we should be. Rather, now the digital images are captured and stored in digital form and viewed on our computer screens or TVs, and never make it into a physical, tangible object. Today I'm going to talk about some prints I've recently made with Adobe Lightroom Beta 4 and a couple of the Epson Professional Fine Art papers, and some of the benefits of the excellent addition to my digital workflow that Adobe Lightroom is, and just ponder also over a few of my feelings about the fine art prints. I'm also going to talk a little about a possible new medium that I'm thinking about and would like to call for your feedback on. Recently, I shot an image while walking in a local park on a Sunday afternoon. I don't really want to focus much on the image today, but let's take a look at it to help me explain. It's image number 1151. If you're new to this podcast, you can listen to episode 0 to find out the various ways to view my images, including by using this number. I wasn't all that thrilled with the image when I shot it originally. The flower, which is, by the way, called a hairy toad lily, and that's hairy toad as in a frog and not a lily with hairy toes. It's quite a pretty flower with white petals and reddish purple blotches of colour. And this was a 1 second exposure at f5.6. With a tarmac path in the background and some trees behind that, that I basically managed to throw out of focus because I was using a 100mm macro lens with a 25mm extension tube, and at this focusing distance it really just everything much further back than the point that you're focusing on goes out of focus pretty quickly. So it's not very distracting, but it was also not very interesting either. I usually try to include other foliage and other things like maybe some greenery and some flowers to add blotches of colour into my macro shots. But the angle that I needed to shoot from for this particular image didn't allow me to do this on this occasion. So I started thinking that the uninteresting background and even the colour of the flower itself was adding nothing to the shot, so it might look better in black and white. And with this, I decided to try the grayscale mixer in Lightroom. As I moved the sliders around, the image just came to life, and it's incredibly easy to get great effects using just the, you know, the red, yellow, green, cyan, blue, and magenta sliders. And when I got to a point that I was quite happy, I then tried something that I'm not sure other people are doing, and that was to change the white balance. Of course, you know, as it's grayscale, it's not going to get warmer or cooler as such. But because the underlying image would have looked much warmer if it wasn't grayscale, then it had a huge effect on how the black and white image looked. If you've not tried this in your own black and white conversions, I suggest you give it a try. Anyway, once I'd created this really quite pleasing black and white image, I started to think that I'd like to print it out on Epson professional fine art paper. I'd bought and tried the ultra smooth fine art paper a few months ago and fell in love with it, basically. I also bought the somewhat more textured velvet fine art paper last weekend and decided to print this and a few other colour images out on both to really just see how they looked and also how they compare to each other. I'd been meaning for some time to add these papers as an option for the prints on my prints of my images that you can buy directly from my website, but I'd not gotten around to it as I'd not really found the time to print out much and to really sort of evaluate the papers and get confident in them. The paper is also considerably more expensive than the regular high-quality Epson or Pictorico papers that I have in my list of optional papers right now. Or at least until now, as I have now added the two fine art papers for you to choose if you are interested in buying prints. So the results are just beautiful. I found that both the more textured velvet and the ultra smooth are just out of this world. They have latitude or dynamic range, which is excellent, and the matte finish also stops any surface reflection that can get in the way if you're viewing more glossy prints. The weight of these papers too just reeks of quality. You know, when holding a 13 by 19 inch print, I can just really tell that I'm holding a work of art as opposed to, just a good print. Before I move on, I guess I just sort of hinted on it, but I guess I could just plug here the fact that you can buy these prints from my gallery by hitting the buying options button above the image when it's viewed at full size. You just need to select the paper, which obviously I would hope that you would select one of the fine art papers. I've made them about 5% more expensive than the rest of the papers in the list because of the extra price, but they really do make for an excellent print. And also remember, if you are a member of the website, then you get an additional 10% discount. So make sure that you're logged on, or you sign up and log on before you buy any prints if you ever feel like doing so. So after all that, I really got to thinking about how little I print these days. As I said earlier, I really do enjoy printing out my images and holding a physical copy in my hand. If we shoot negative film, the main method to view prints is to get a little envelope of prints back from the store or go to the darkroom and make your own prints. But we would hold a print in our hand and possibly pass it around, maybe sit with the family around the table and just pass it around for all to see. It's slightly different if you shoot slide film or positive film, as I did for around 10 years before I went digital. That means you've got to come back with a box of mounted slides or strips of slides. And, of course, to view these, I'd set up my projector and then sit there for a few hours sometimes if I had a lot to look through. But basically, what I'd do then is I'd also viewing the images on the screen from the projector, I would select the best, and then I'd go and have prints made of them again, and I'd have something to hold in my hand in addition to the slides. Although the number of prints I ended up with would probably be less than a person shooting negatives, I would eventually end up with the physical prints to hold and admire. Around 5 years ago, when good quality scanners gave us the ability to scan slide film at a reasonable cost, I selected my best images and spent a fair amount of time scanning them into my PC and processing them. I already had a compact digital camera at the time, and around that time I bought my first digital SLR. So from 5 years ago, my photography workflow became totally digital. When I compare the number of analog photos that I shot in my first 6 years in Japan from 1991 to 97 to the number of images that I've shot in the last 6 months since 2000 to 2006, pretty much all of them since then have been digital. I would say that I've shot around 30, maybe 40 times more images or photos since, in the second 6 years compared to the first 6 years when I was shooting film. But when I look at the number of physical prints I've made in the last 6 year period, it's really just a tiny fraction. Despite the fact that probably, I've made 40 times more prints, I'd say that I've made less than a hundredth the amount of prints from the digital images that I did from my original negatives and mainly positives. And this is also in spite of the fact that I can now produce prints so much more easily than before and at my own pace. Of course, the reason for this is because I no longer need to print to view the image from a negative. And now, though, I simply transfer the files from my media to the PC and I can view them in moments on my computer screen. The quality of the images on the screen is excellent and I can view slideshows, etc. much more easily than I could even flick through stacks of prints. So it's not surprising that I'm not printing as much as in the past. But having sat in my living room over the last few days holding these 13 by 19 inch luxurious, heavy, 100% cotton rag, archival, museum quality prints, I must admit that I feel that I should be printing much more. After all, this was the way to view the end product of our art for more than a century until the advent of digital imagery. I really started to feel that it would be such a shame to let this crucial part of the art of photography die out, especially now that digital photography has made it so much easier to get to this point. Of course, the quality of printers has become much better as well in the last 5 or 6 years. And as I mentioned, I did my recent printing from Adobe Lightroom Beta 4. And this has, basically made printing much simpler than, even more simpler than printing from Photoshop. Photoshop is easy to get the results that I want, but with Lightroom, it's just made things so much easier again. So here's why. My favorite setting when printing is to add a 10% border around the image, effectively printing it at 80% in the middle of the paper. To do this in Photoshop, I have to enter the height for the size that I would like to print the image at in millimeters, and into the I'd put that into the size field, and then if the aspect ratio of an image is almost the same as the paper that I'm going to print to, I have to check that the image is not going to be too wide. If I've cropped the photo across the top or the bottom, though, then it's almost like more than likely going to be too wide. So I have to then input the width that I want to print to instead. And again, I'm always checking that one is not sort of going too wide compared to the other. So also, I've got lots of different paper sizes that I print to, and I have to keep an Excel spreadsheet for all of the sizes in millimeters to enable me to quickly output them. So this saves me from having to recalculate each time, but it's still a bit of a pain to look them up and maintain a spreadsheet. So since I'm now using Lightroom, basically for the core of my digital workflow, I thought I'd give the printing module a try to see if it's as good as the others. And I've found that it is indeed as good as the other modules that I've played with so far. Lightroom is really all about making the digital workflow as fast and as easy as it can be, and at the same time, providing powerful tools. Well, it really has made my printing, or more specifically, the time necessary for setting up of a print, much faster and easier than it has been until now. The thing is, I can now set up templates for various paper sizes and borders. So I have a list of all my paper sizes and border settings in my template browser on the left, and all I do now is just select them. And Lightroom automatically sizes my selected photo to fit the longest edge, and it sets the printer's paper size to the one that I selected when I made the profile, and all of the settings basically, including the printer paper profiles that I select. Actually, this is another very useful feature that I should briefly mention. To select the profile for my printer and paper combination, I just select it from the profile pull-down in the print job settings section on the right. This is managed by printer by default, but if you select other from the bottom of the pull-down list, you get a list of all printer profiles installed on your computer. To add them to the pull-down, you just check on them and, you know, then basically click OK, and it's there in the list the next time you click the pull-down. So it's literally just one click to select the profile in future. Lightroom remembers the last selected profile if changed, but if you don't change your paper, again, there's nothing to do. It might be better to create a new template for each different paper for real one-click printing, but as the profile selection is right above the print button, for one extra click would allow me to just keep the number of templates in my list down and select the paper when I print. So I'm not quite sure which I'll go with yet, having multiple templates with lots of different papers, or just select the default for in the template and then select the paper profile every time I print. Either way, Lightroom has once again made my workflow so much simpler, which in an age where time really is of the essence, every minute or hour I can save on stuff like this is very much appreciated. So that's about it for the main topic for this week, basically talking about my current views on the hard copy. And I was hoping that I could get your feedback on an idea that I'm currently working on, which is to allow you to download and print your own hard copy, or view what I'm calling a soft hard copy of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast's transcripts. Over the last year or so, since starting this podcast, I've been requested a fair few times to publish the transcript so that people can follow along with what I'm saying. And as the transcripts are really much more of, a tangible form of the podcast, I've been reluctant to publish them for free on my website. Right now, I'm thinking of releasing the transcripts for the podcast in PDF form as a supplement to the audio files. I believe that, especially for the technical podcasts like the MTF chart podcast that we did last week, and many of the other more technical episodes, it would help to understand the subject if you could follow along with the text, either on screen or with a printed copy. Each PDF would essentially be a standalone document and an essay of around 5 to 10 A4 pages, including the images. And probably larger, actually, with the images that I discuss where applicable, and any web links, notes, etc., and hopefully some charts and things as well to explain what I'm talking about, again, where applicable. The thing is that it's going to mean some financial and substantial time investments on my part to both set up a system to manage subscriptions and to the downloads, and also to actually create the last 63 episodes, including this one, and to continue to create them for each new episode that's released. So I'm asking for your feedback before I proceed. The thing is, see, again, like I'm thinking that each document, I'd need to ask you to pay for them if you wanted them. And I'm thinking of a price of around $3.99 each, with volume discounts probably like $17 or so for five documents, or you know, maybe under $30 for 10 documents. And then the documents that you choose to download, of course, would be up to you. And you'd probably just be linked to your Martin Bailey Photography website account, so that you know you could see your downloads and just select things, select which ones you wanted to add to your own playlist or you know your list of downloads directly from the website. You'd either pay for a download of an individual PDF or maybe packs of 5 or 10 credits, which you would then you know, they'd stay in your account, and as you select the PDFs you want, you use a credit until they've all gone. And then if you decide that you want to download more, you simply pay for additional credits and then just download away again until you've hit your new limit. There's probably also going to be a premium subscription. I'm not sure of the price of this, and I've not really thought of the logistics yet, but say something that will just allow you to download everything or everything for 1 year and then then start again, something like that. So for now, I'm hoping that I could just get your feedback on whether or not you would find such a supplement useful to the point that you'd pay for the documents. Of course, the audio files will remain totally free. I'm only talking about the PDF transcript, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything based on your feedback if I proceed with the plan. I'm just interested to hear if you think that the transcripts would be worth paying a nominal fee for. I've created a post on the forum at martinbaileyphotography.com to gather your feedback and votes on a few possible options. I'll put a link to the post and the poll in the show notes, so if you have a minute, please swing by and let me know what you think. Again, there's no obligation to buy anything, even if you think it's a great idea. So thanks in advance for your time. Please remember that the latest photography assignment on sound is currently in progress, so check out the related episode and the forum post if you're interested in getting involved. It's a tough one, but hopefully you'll come up with some great work as usual. So anyway, that's it for this week. Hopefully you'll be out shooting. If you're not, have a great week, whatever you do. Bye-bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com